well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Okay, do we have Gary? And welcome back, and we have Gary Richard Arnold coming on. Gary, lots of talk about. We have the not-so-solemn march of the chuckling demon rats heading over to the Senate with the, quote, articles of impeachment. I'd like to hear your comments, and I'm going to open up on some things that I haven't talked about probably ever before, and I'm going to say things that I don't think anybody on earth has ever heard before, but it's actually based in biblical principles. But I want to hear your comments on what you see in this kind of march of these demon rats, and even the Lev Parnas comments, who's already indicted for lots of other bad things he's done. But give us your analysis of what you see happening.
Well, I see we have Trump, who is really an enigma and so different than, the other people that they've been able to control, and apparently they didn't think they could, and that's why all the efforts were set. They pretty well mined the field where people can take a path, and if they go off that particular path, they're taken down. And he's been able, like some magician or tightrope walker, to be able to keep a balance where, people are jerking the line at both ends. And I think your other website, Iron and something or other, carried an article of mine, said, if you liked Earl Warren, you'll love what John Roberts is programmed to do. And I've got it's about a six-page article that I wrote back in 2005, which we're talking a decade and a half ago, about the background of John Roberts and the men behind him. And it's not a pretty picture. It's all the regular suspects. It's G. Gordon Gray's and the Henry Kissingers and the Averill Harrimans.
Right.
He was one of the law firms that included Stuart Symington, who's Skull and Bones and CFR that took down McCarthy. In fact, their law firm brags about it.
Right.
It's called Wilmer, Cutler, and Pickering.
Right.
Again, these were the outfit that helped take down South Africa and turned it over, to the communist Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Who was no Boy Scout, and John Roberts and his wife also is involved. Not only Lloyd Cutler, who was Kissinger's attorney, but C. Boyden Gray was the protégés of him, or happened to be Herman Cain and the other black that's ahead, Ben Carson. There are multiple pictures of them, so they've been kind of mollified and brought into the establishment so that they can be used. Now,
right.
You know, the degree of control or belief that they're actually tools, a lot of these people are just pawns and move along.
Right,
but
yeah.
We also find that, let me pull it
together for you, okay? And this, I want to clarify, because you're saying a lot of details, but a lot of people are not going to kind of put it all together. I'm going to give you a framework so you can understand this. And it's all based on biblical principles. One of the things about the Bible, it's like a giant equation. If you approach it as a mathematical equation where parts of the equation are in the Old Testament before it got converted by Judaism of 1,300 years in Babylon with the Sepharad Zira and the Temple of Babylon, and just are the words of the prophets, which are actually God's word comes to his prophets, like Moses and all the major minor prophets like Habakkuk afterward, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. And the New Testament, which is not only the writings of not only Yeshua, Jesus' own words, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father, which is God in the flesh. It's not a separate God, it is God. And then separately, the apostles and their writings. We have to understand that there are some various principles that people here on earth basically don't understand. and I'm going to mention a couple of them now. Some of these actually God has taught me. He told me to restrain from speaking to them 60 years ago, but this year I'm now allowed to talk about them. The first principle is America was not founded on Christian principles. All the law associations, which are called British Authorized Registry or BAR, are all Masonic. Now, what is Masonism? People have to understand that the people that do the good works in the world, whether they're people like the Jesuits and this little hospital they call for children, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Shriner. People have to understand the people that do the good works in the world also do all the evil. Now, America was not founded on Christian principles. It was founded on the Green Dragon Pub and Masonic principles. Now, what is Masonism? Now, I'm going to go back to the book of Genesis, and I want people to understand this because this applies to our current situation between what's going on with impeachment. Also, we're going to talk about this in Hour 3 with Greg Ford. Now, and I'll deviate a little bit, but I'm going to open up this with the situation. Qasem Soleimani was a killer and a very clever killer. And he's responsible for at least the death of 660 American soldiers, Iraqis, and lots of other people, and was a sponsor of terrorism and support of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Now, the reason that he was in southern Lebanon came in a commercial airliner. He was asked by Trump and by three nations to actually set up the arrangement for a pipeline, an oil pipeline. Did you know that?
Huh.
Between Turkey, Iraq, and those countries. Now, he also was asked to actually come to the Green Zone to talk to negotiators because the Iranians and the Saudis behind the scenes decided enough's enough. We don't want to go to war because it'll collapse our economies and we'll have devastation of our peoples. So their humanity exceeded their even religious viewpoints that they needed to bring forth the 12th Mahdi in Iran, which believed that once they have the 12th Imam or the Imam Mahdi, that they can Islamify the world, because that's the foolishness that they're preaching. Now, you have to understand, every religious group on earth has got apostasy, including Christianity today, and I'll explain how that they were apostate in America. People think good works get you into heaven. Wrong. It's like one of those game shows, you hit the button, wrong. You have to do God's works in order to do God's will. It's called Shema, hear and do. God only wants you to do His will, and anything other than His will is by definition evil. Now, eternity does not start at the day when you die. It starts the day you start to serve God here on earth. So when your body drops away, you simply transition where the body is gone. Your soul is in a higher realm with a creator. Now, there's three realms we exist in at all times. If God doesn't believe you, doesn't dream you into an existence in the eternal realm where there's no past or future, you don't exist. That's where a mountain doesn't exist, a star, a galaxy. They're all basically dreams in the mind of the Creator. Think of Him as a great dreamer. To God, there's no such thing as a past or future. There's no such thing as time or space or dimension. To Him, it's all just His dream. Does that make sense? Now,
yeah,
the
so
second
think,
realm
yeah,
is a realm.
All the dimensions and,
Right. Now, the second realm is a realm.
We have there,
yeah, let me finish. The yeah. second realm is a realm of consciousness, where the realm of thought and intelligence exist. Now, you have to understand that the greatest intelligent and most beautiful creature in God's realm in history was the great angel, the cherubim they call it, that covered the throne and actually was the chief musician in heaven, in eternity. But he had a great darkness that arose in him. He felt he was so great, he actually started to develop what's called an ego. The ego is the basis for, I know it well enough, now I don't need to consult God. Now, and that's exactly what he told Eve. Now, the Green Dragon Pub founded America on the oppositional principles between the executive branch, the legislature, and the legal branch. You have to understand that every country in the First and Second World War, including Russia and China, have a bar association. The bar is a British Masonic principle called the British Authorized Registry. And it goes right back to the Magna Carta, which means that those who belong to the bar are Baals, which is why they talk about the name in the 17th York Rite. as the owners of all property, the founders of all law, and the fertility god of the spring. In fact, of the 12 days of Baal is the day of Moloch and the feast of Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth's symbol is the Star of David. It's not a Star of Israel. It's a Star of child sacrifice to the gods, because the people that do all the good in the world also do all the evil. And that's a description of America. We have created the drug trade in the world. We have created the abortion in the world. We have created war in the world. I mean, how many years of the past 50 years America has been founded, how many years has America been at war? Not many years are not at war. We have like 700 plus bases around the world. We project power, and I'm going to explain something that may shock people. I like Trump and the things that he does that are we call good, but Trump is a good example of all of our presidents, all our religious leaders, and all of our politicians in every party in every country on earth. They do both good and evil, just like the Shriners, for example, where the Shrine Hat comes from. It's 900 years ago, the Moroccan Muslims decided that they were asked by their leader religiously to kill all the Christians. So they killed 500,000 Christians and beheaded them and put their blood into the fountains that circulated. And they took their white fez hats and they dumped them in the fountain to become red. And they would put a little symbolic scimitar on the front to indicate that they were willing to be subservient or submit. That's what Islam means. To Islam. Now you got to understand that Islam is not based on the God of the Bible, it's based on the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. And all the ancient world worship what's called the Druids. Now the Druids basically are symbolically and extraplanetary. They are from the belt of Orion and the star system Alpha Draconis. They are amphibious reptilians, the chief of all the extra dimensional exoplanetary beings that actually have ruled over Earth for many hundreds of thousands of years. Okay? And the Druids still rule Earth with the Druidic Council of 13, and all the secret orders on Earth actually reported eventually, including the Vatican, to the Druidic Council of 13, and the head of that council, the chairman, is called the Pindar, meaning the penis of the dragon. Now you got to understand, America is both the best nation on Earth and the worst. That's why when Rouhani said last week that whenever we go, terrorism falls, of course that's exactly the case. We created Al-Qaeda, we created ISIS. We take out Mossadegh and we put in the Shah, and when the Shah wants the same thing Mossadegh wanted, which is the BP oil company to put a petrochemical plant in Iran, we take him out and threaten him. If he doesn't come out quickly, we'll just kill him. So we put in the Ayatollah Khomeini, the mullahs were put in there by us, by MI6 and by the U.S. The drug trade is not multiple little drug trades. It's all managed by one agency called SAD. And by the British, because the British are the ones that handle all the money through Jersey and Guernsey Island and the Grand Cayman Islands in the Caribbean. People have to understand that quadrillions of dollars, not trillions, but quadrillions of dollars, is managed by the British, because the Eighth Kingdom in the Bible is the United Nations, and we are part of the vassals of that. We're like the enforcer police force of this final last kingdom, secular kingdom of Earth. Now, when Donald Trump actually asked Mr. Qasem Soleimani to come down, he knew he was going down to negotiate this oil pipeline for these countries like Turkey, etc., and Iraq. They asked him to come to the Green Zone, and he came in actually in a commercial airline so they wouldn't blow it out of the sky. He had a diplomatic pass, and he actually came in figuring he was going to be negotiating a peace accord between Iran and Saudi Arabia, because you have to understand both Iran and Saudi Arabia have nukes now. I have this from my own intel sources going back 20 years that Iran have nukes from Russia, and they really have reproduced the technology given by Russians to have tons of missiles to strike anywhere in Europe or the Middle East, and actually soon they'll be able to strike America from Iran. The other side is, I have this from my own intel sources, including Israeli intelligence, that we've had these Saudi Arabians funded the Waziristani plant to make nukes under Aku Khan, which we gave them the technology to build them in the Waziristani plant. We actually gave it to the Pakistanis. And it only was shut down the last 2 years of George Bush Jr.'s presidency. So they knew they were heading toward nuclear holocaust of all Islamic nations if they started a big war. And we killed him just like a mob dealer killed another mob leader when Trump whacked him when he came in with a diplomatic passport to the Green Zone. And all those 20 confreres are with him and an Iranian Iraqi general. Okay?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I want people to use your examples, Gary, of people that are belonging to Bohemian Grove that does great good works, too. You have a couple of examples you want to just mention right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got, John Roberts now being the overseer, the head of this impeachment.
Right.
And I wrote an article 15 years ago, if you liked Earl Warren, you'll love John Roberts. And John Roberts worked for William French Smith, a Red Ronnie or United World Federalist attorney, and also C. Boyden Gray. And C. Boyden Gray worked with Earl Warren. Both C. Boyden Gray and Earl Warren were worshipers of the owl, a truly brotherhood of death. It ties these people together. And he worked for the firm of Hogan and Hartson, which serves the Manhattan money mob, which is the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Right.
Well, all they do is consolidation and takeovers that never end.
Well, what you're talking about is someone that worships the god Moloch. Now, you got to understand, that's a large 33-foot-tall owl, which is the same as in ancient Israel, that's based on the idea of Druidism, which is the ancient faith that existed tens or hundreds of thousands of years before the rise of Judaism, with God literally coming to Earth. Now, the star systems prophesied the coming of God incarnate on Earth a long time before every people on Earth knew about this. We talked about this with Jonathan Gray. Long before the first Jew, before even Abraham left Ur of the Chaldees and started and populated through his descendants all the people of Israel, including the Jews. People say, well, that sounds really weird. I say, we have to understand, God has put me through things and showed me things supernaturally. And many of the things I'm going to talk about now, today, and in other days this year and beyond, I've been told to not talk about them for 60 years. I told about some of these things to my nuns when I came back after nearly dying of tonsil surgery and bleeding to death, going to heaven. We went to the Monsignor and the Archbishop, and eventually to the Pope. So on my day of graduation, 1977, at Dalhousie, a sister of Harvard in Halifax, Nova Scotia, I got visited by a priest who invited me to become a doctor for the Vatican, for the Pope and the Cardinals. They're watching me. That's why 28 years ago, the Pindar, the head of the Druidic Council of 13, actually visited me and wanted to be his understudy. Because they wanted to turn Deagle, because I have a level of experience and knowledge having been on the other side, that I believe no other human knows. Now, I'm going to say a few things today, because I want people to understand this. America has done more good works than any other nation in modern history, but it also has done more evil, along with the British. And I'm watching a show called The Crown right now on TV, and it talks about the rise of Queen Elizabeth after her father died, right? Queen George VI. People need to understand that the Crown and the United Nations, which is the eighth incarnation of the kingdoms of Earth, going right back to the rise of, Medo-Persia, etc., right through the various different kingdoms, including the Roman kingdom and so on, that the end kingdom is a kingdom and an amalgam called clay and iron. Now, when God first told me how to write the book Clay and Iron, I had no idea what the heck it meant. And he taught me years later it meant that clay was human flesh and dwelt by transdimensional entities called iron that are avataring them. He showed me, for example, that our evil on Earth is run by druidic council and by wizards that actually take even their children and actually have them go through ceremonies of blood sacrifice, like at Bohemian Grove, where they sacrifice children or do a proxy sacrifice. And they actually have indwelling, the leaders of our world are indwelt by or avatared by transdimensional entities. Their primary leader of these is from the star system Alpha Draconis, where the Earth in ancient times is the North Pole rotated and pointed directly toward Alpha Draconis. And that these beings are called in Asia, going back in the ancient times, going back tens of thousands of years, they're called the Naga. They're called in the Palestine the Dagon, which is why the Temple of Dagon, which is one where, remember the prophet that was cast out before the from the whale? Remember
that? Jonah, right. Yeah.
Jonah. Well, he actually came to the temple of Dagon, which is the amphibious reptilian god that they worshipped in the ancient city, which, if you actually look at the size of the city, it had walls high enough to have three chariots on the wall, at least six stories up, and the city actually was 20 miles square, so it was actually 20 by 20, which is 400 square miles. That's a big damn city in the ancient world, right? Nineveh.
Yeah.
Now, you want to understand this, okay? The people need to understand that all our governments on Earth and all our religions on Earth are not following the tenets and rules in the Bible, the Biblia, but they're following Luciferic principles. Modern Judaism, for example, is converted to 1,300 years in Babylon to have what's called a Sephiroth Zira in the Talmud of Babylon. They're completely Luciferic. The Catholic Church, in the 3rd century, taken over by Constantine, who was basically a pagan, made the Church itself have so many apostasies. Modern people believe that God is three gods, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. When there's only one God, it says in the Mezuzah on your door in ancient Israel, there's only one God in the First Chronicles. And you have to understand that God does not negotiate with good and evil. If you're a nice person, you don't get into heaven. You have to do his will, period. And he doesn't negotiate with evil. You can exist and be a nice person on earth, and people can like you when you die. You don't exist in eternity. Okay, the creator is God, the destroyer is God, not the devil. The church is not teaching that, are they? They also don't teach you that America is not only the greatest nation on earth, it's also the most damned evil. And I have a long list of unfortunate intelligence information I know about America, okay? And about Britain, and about the empire of what I call the Draco Reptilians of the Queen of England, where they eventually killed Queen, Princess Diana, and part of the reason why her biracial sort of granddaughter is and one of the princes is leaving is because they came up with significant inside knowledge that the queen and their cabal of evil started to understand that Princess Diana became fully aware of the Draco Reptilian origins and avatar and control of the crown. And the Rothschilds that control not only the gemstones of the royals, but also the kingdom. Through their projected powers through the United Nations on a sacrificial altar of a former slaughter zone in New York City, the United Nations rules the world. It is the city from which the mark of the beast is coming, in a sense. When you leave New York on Long Island, you actually see a bunch of containers for oil and gas and so on, and it says on Babylon. So in other words, and when you fly into New York City, you see the statue of Ashtoreth, which is the ancient goddess of fertility. You see the ancient goddess that's no different than the ancient goddess of Babylon, right? Remember Semiramis and Nimrod?
Yeah.
It's no different, okay?
You look at this stuff again, you got Hart and Hogan, which is... John Roberts, looking out for Rothschild and Rockefeller. Rockefeller provides the very land the United Nations stand on. The manager for Earl Warren when he was California Attorney General was a gangster, Murray Chotiner, who handled a number of mob convictions with Mickey Cohen and so forth. And Mickey Cohen said Chotiner got his money from Nixon. Then we find an FBI, U.S. Department of Justice, item where it says Jack Rubenstein of Chicago noted as a potential witness for the hearing of the House Committee on Un-American Activities is performing functions for the staff of Congressman Richard Nixon. Of course, Jack Rubenstein is Jack Ruby, who was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Then they took down Nixon, and now they're the same people are involved in moving out.
Well, you got to understand that a snake moves against itself, okay? And the snake of America, if you actually go out into space and you look down, you see Alaska and its neck being British Columbia, and right down through America, the belly of the beast being California, and the tail being Florida. You realize. And the Muslims know this. They have, despite the fact they're an apostate faith believing in the moon god of Mecca and Medina, they're pro-life. They won't kill seniors or babies. And in fact, if you're an abortionist, you're going to get your head and hands cut off before Friday prayers. But they believe in all this demonic garbage that the Muslims do. They don't believe in even usury, which is interest on debt, loans. But you have to understand what's going on here is we have this artificial battle between light and darkness. Democrats, Republicans, whatever country you're in, there's a battle between light and darkness. It's all entirely Luciferic. You get caught by being balkanized on one side or the other. Now, the best way to describe Donald J. Trump, and being honest with you, because I supported Trump in his last election, and if I can get through to the man and actually get him evangelized and get him converted, he is, in description, a Scottish Rite Mason like his father. He is like all presidents we've ever had, doing both good and evil. For example, during World War II, they had broken the code 5 weeks before, and they moved our fleet out to Hawaii so it would be whacked by the Japanese so we could be hauled into the World War II. We got into the war, what, a year and a half after it started? Now, you have to understand, I have selfie pictures sent to me by intel agencies of John McInsane in that town near Amman, Jordan, where we gave him satellite phones and weapons to ISIS. We created ISIS. As we clear up, and Donald Trump's clearing up the ISIS remnants in Iraq, we're flying out their generals and leaders rather than killing them and whacking their darn carcass. And our military people are completely freaked by the fact our helicopters are flying out because we create the chaos, we create the economic destruction, and there's no better way to create debt than prosecute war. If you want to kill your enemy, we have weapons that could do it in a weekend. You do not need to have a prolonged war. They do this, even though we have our young men come back with their legs and arms blown off or dead in caskets. Because
well, it's pretty much the conclusion of the report from Iron Mountain, that war is really the most successful way to kill people.
The
chemtrails might be more effective today.
Right, and a great debt. In fact, when we prosecuted the war, people don't realize what was Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was, we moved the medical records for our veterans exposed to depleted uranium in open pits and actually in live ammunition, and experimental anthrax vaccine we gave from Bioport in Michigan that was causing massive neurological and other problems, and we wanted to destroy the records because we were going to be on the tab for hundreds of billions of dollars of health care and liability to our veterans. We destroyed their health, right? And so they decided to move the records to Oklahoma City to blow it up, to get rid of it, and it was a dry run, which is Sky Shield and Northwoods combined, which goes back to 1961 Sky Shield. We talked about this with Barbara Honegger, to create 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job. The Saudis were only peripherally involved. The people that actually did the contracting were our contractors through SAD, through the Israeli Mossad Nuclear Division. They actually put the bombs in the building, including the bombs in the Pentagon, where I interviewed April Gallup. And months before, they had not only black boxes, but aircraft parts in Sector 2, which is being hardened in the previous 18 months by the British with Kevlar windows and titanium girders, okay? Now, I interviewed people that actually were there in the building before the aircraft hit the building in the World Trade Center 1 and 2. And a lot of them got warnings, like Odigo, a messaging company from Israel, don't be in the building. So not one Odigo person was in one of the towers.
From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when, hey, you have to reboot it so I can try to connect again. It's not connected. It's not connected. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Yeah, it's not connecting at all. I'll try to reboot here. Okay, I'm on the air with my voice. Is that right? I use my headphones. Okay, do we have Gary back? Okay, here's the story. The information I'm providing is so hot that it'll even knock out the power for the whole network, which happened just a few minutes before I finished my little dialectic there. People think, well, who the hell is Deagle? I said, I have more hot intel information than any other person in human history. And our president needs to hear from me directly, mano a mano, and we're having great troubles in doing that. Now, I did talk to Dr. Bob Goldman, who said he's getting through to him, and we'll see what happens here. But they knocked out the entire power to the network while I was on air, which doesn't surprise me at all. Let me see if I can connect my phone system here and use that instead of the other. Okay, hopefully we're connected back up again. Can you hear me, Tomas? Hey, Gary. Okay, Gary, you saw we were knocked out?
You know what happened?
Yeah, we're having some pretty heavy rains up here. I wasn't sure it was you or me.
No, I'll tell you what's happening. Okay, you need to understand on an intel basis. What happened is I was getting into topics about talking about the fact that Donald Trump, like all presidents and all military leaders and all religions on earth, operate with not Christian but Luciferic principles. Donald Trump actually, although there's plenty of justification to kill Qasem Soleimani, was whacked because he was a killer, but he was coming down as a negotiator for the oil pipeline in southern Lebanon, between Turkey, southern Lebanon, and Iraq. And we decided to whack him and 20 of his confreres working, coming with him as staff, on a diplomatic passport in the green zone, which is a non-kill zone, and killing an Iraqi general at the same time. Now, you have to understand, this is no different than one group of mob bosses killing another group of mob bosses. But don't understand this. In World War II, we knew 5 weeks before it happened, plus the code to actually know that our fleet shouldn't have been out in Hawaii so that they would be killed or destroyed by the Japanese. We knew they were coming. We actually broke the code from Germany and Japan. And we did it on purpose to make sure America would be hauled into World War II. So we have to understand here that we do good and evil, don't we? Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, people may not believe this, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, now, I think earlier I mentioned that.
I want people to understand that what I'm talking about here is a principle that no other Christian church is teaching. No Jewish church, no shamans, nobody's teaching the fact that all of our religions on earth worship the idea of both doing good and evil, if it's justified, which is why our military does it, our presidents do it, the leaders of Britain do it, every other nation on earth. And Trump is doing is basically kicking out the people who have a different plan for how they want to walk out the New World Order. The demon rats want us to surrender to world government, which is why they don't want borders. They don't want Americans to have self-protection or guns. They do want to weaponize Iran, which is why Barack Obama gave $150 billion, or a lot of billions, so they could then weaponize Hezbollah and have terrorism all over the place. The state of it's a real hell. Israel is not protecting the Jews there. And I happen to have Jewish and Hebrew heritage. It's putting them in grave danger. And so if they start a big war with Iran and Turkey and with Russia, it's very probable that even if Israel whacks the hell out of their enemies, that most of the people in Israel are going to die. Especially the words last week from Rouhani is that they're going to whack not only America, but they're going to take out Haifa and Tel Aviv. Now, the city of Damascus, which is now because they're caught in this web of disaster, is very likely, if the conflict starts, will be one of the first things to go. Because if they start a conflict with Syria involved with these other enemies of state of Israel, like Turkey and Iran, Russia and Hezbollah, it's very likely Damascus will be hit because it's in a big bowl of a nuclear attack. Now, you have to understand here, although they try to impeach Trump on the basis of him disagreeing just to get rid of corruption in Ukraine, that's not the basis of it. They don't want to hear the fact that Hunter Biden is a corrupt son of a corrupt politician, and everybody in the deep state and everybody in the district are criminals is doing exactly what Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's done for almost 50 years. The real issue is Donald J. Trump is actually walking out like all of our high-level masons doing both good and evil. He's probably done more good in his first term of office than any other president in probably 50 years, including a better economy. But he's also doing evil, which means rather than negotiating with Qasem Soleimani, which, by the way, if he didn't work on the negotiations, Qasem would probably try to kill Americans or Iraqis, just like this guy Rouhani is calling for Americans to be taken out. But it's not solving the problem. The reason is they don't want to solve it is because these high-level masons are not Christians. They're not godly people. They do both good and evil. They're operating on Luciferic principles, and Satan's laughing his friggin' head off, isn't he? Tell us what you think.
Yeah. No, it's... You see what's happening in the Department of Education and a number of the other ones. In fact, the Justice Department is still not moving in the right direction whatsoever. I mean, all its branches here in California included, the multinationals are truly ensconced and moving ahead with their parallel government.
Listen, why do you think the Pindar tried to visit me 28 years ago and tried to induct me as his understudy to take over position as the chairman of the Druidic Council? Why do you think the Vatican invited me in 1977 because I am, not just maybe think I am, called as a prophet to bring America and the human race into the desert of the universe and for the human race to become a galactic civilization serving the Most High God. And God does not negotiate with good and evil. You either do God's will or it's the highway. In other words, God doesn't say, hey, you're nice enough, I'll let you in because you're an atheist or a nice Muslim or a nice whatever, nice shaman. You cannot exist in eternity unless you do exactly what God believes, and then his spirit and your soul fuses and you become a new creation. People don't understand that. Eternity does not a place where you get to go just because you're a nice person. It goes because you shema and do the will of the Most High God. And God doesn't destroy you. He just doesn't recreate you after your physical body dies. You just cease to exist. Hell is not a place you play games with Sammy Davis Jr. and Flip Wilson, okay, and have hot drinks in hell. No, it's a place where you're annihilated alone in a place of eternal destruction. People don't get this, and the church is not preaching it because they don't know it. And the reason is the very first lie taught to Eve is the same lie that's being taught to America. You're good people. You're pro-life. You're doing good in the world. If everybody was like America, we'd be all fine. No, we wouldn't. America is the beast. America does
here,
more good
I'm
work
ready
than
to give
else.
People a little bit of comfort here. I talked about John Robertson's connection with Bohemian Grove and C. Boyd and Gray and those people. Well, his wife, Jane Sullivan Roberts, she belongs to Pillsbury, Winthrop, and Pittman. And that included Henry Simpson, who was Skull and Bones Secretary of War. It included John Sutro, who their law firm hosted the formation of the United Nations. Some of their clients happened to be American Express, J.P. Morgan Chase, General Electric, Stanford University, and the rest of them. And they also have a committee on the constitutional system in which they want to help provide the basis for this parallel government that they're building through Agenda 21 other regional agencies that they, you know, that they're performing
Now, this year is the year God has given me permission after 60 years to say things that I withheld from even the nuns when I was a little 8-year-old boy, or from the Monsignor and the Archbishop and even all the people right up to the Vatican, but I'm going to say it this year. The letter passed through my family for 2,000 years, which is a prophecy given to Jesus through my ancestor, was a letter that was the basis 100 years ago for my great uncle Michael in Lebanon at his publishing house to print a book called Khalid Gibran's book, The Prophet, which is based on the letter passed through my family called the Naimas, which is the Naimi tribe of the Medes, which is the daughter of the king of the Medes. He took on their tribal name, and their family were the magi that gave the gifts to Jesus. They were the astrologers that saw the coming of the incarnation of God and gave the gold, frankincense, and myrrh from the kings of the east, from Ashfahan to Yeshua Jesus. Okay? You have to understand what's going on here now is God is basically saying, I'm going to collect people like yourself. You're a believer. You're a Christian. People like Greg Ford, who's a Christian, who was an intel agent. They tried to wipe his memory by renditioning him. Susan Lindauer, who they renditioned her in May, after they rewrote the Patriot Act, long before 9/11, the Patriot Act was written. People like Barbara Honegger, who actually got an organization. I just spoke yesterday to a Jesuit gentleman who's a very nice man. His name is Mr. Dan Sheehan. He's one of the other senior attorneys working to try to open up 9/11, and they have a grand jury already in New York City. You have to understand, I don't know some of these facts and some of these things. I know everything. And what I don't know, I can simply pray on, and I will get people to come to me from the intel agencies, or God will show me open visions. Why is that? It's not for my sake. It's a pain in the ass to be who I am. But I'm there serving God because I'm willing to do his will, even though it puts me through a lot of pain, suffering, and the danger of the devil whacking me, because he's tried to do it repeatedly times. I want people to understand why the power went out, because we get into the fact that Donald J. Trump is no different than a mob boss whacking another mob boss. Yes, he's done lots of good works. And the thing they're trying to do to impeach him on is ridiculous, this idea of Ukraine. Because Ukraine is incredibly corrupt. Everybody knows that. And this guy Zelensky was a comedian who actually is trying to clean up their act. And they had a full agreement and a great conversation. That's not the issue. The issue is every nation, every president, every military leader, every country on earth follows Luciferic principles, including the so-called modern, so-called Christian church. They are not preaching the gospel of Yeshua Jesus, which I'm doing today, which you have to do God's will or nothing. In other words, the Shema or the Shin is a symbol of the Hebrew word called Shema. If you look at the, even the shape of the Temple Mount, It's made in the shape of the shin. So when you see people like Spock, who talks about the Aaronic blessing, Baruch Atah Adonai Melech Ha'olam, he's basically saying, you must do the will of God, because anything other than that, that's why the Lord's Prayer is, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you don't do the will of God, it is by definition evil. But the church is not preaching the consequences of that, which is eternal annihilation. Nice people, nicer than me, are not going to be in heaven, or not be in eternity. Nice nations like America that have done more goodwill to other people are not going to exist in the near future if we don't repent. We are not in a state of repentance right now, are we? We have this impeachment trial going on. We have Trump whacking this guy, who, by the way, deserved to be whacked. But when he came down to negotiate, you negotiate with your enemies, not your friends. So your comments. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. The short circuit information or truth that we know, we shouldn't be trying to make identical parts, widgets, and talking to each other. We need to get that information.
Well,
to
you're an expert on all these things. You've been doing this 50 years. You know, when you went into politics, you're probably in a state of shock when you saw the manipulation of good and evil, and people like, you know, Adam Schiff and all these people like what's his name? This other guy, Swalwell, belonged to secret orders. And the oaths they take, when you actually listen to it, you say, oh, my God. If you read the Sefer Zion, the Talmud of Babylon, and if you're a Jew, you'll vomit and become an atheist. The reason is you can't accept this as valid religion because it's not. And if you believe some of the foolishness in the Bible, like there's three gods rather than one, or that you can get into heaven, and then if you do evil works and come away from your God, your relationship with the Creator God, you're still saved anyway, because once saved, always saved. That's another lie. People need to realize this is not open to your damned opinion out there. You might want to say, well, I think you, Deagle, don't know what you're talking about. I'm preaching the gospel, which is do the will of God nationally and personally or face the consequences. And America is asking to be annihilated if it doesn't repent. And this year, I'm calling America to repent by getting a hold of Donald Trump so I can become like, and my colleagues like you and John W. Screen can become his Samuel counsel to bring him back to a state of relationship where he does not just the will of the people, but the will of their Creator. If he does not, I'm not talking about that I know everything, but if he doesn't do that, we are finished. We're finished.
If people want to hear about John Roberts, look up. If you liked Earl Warren, you'll love John Roberts. Just put that in your search, and you'll get a complete article.
Right. Now, so if you think you disagree with me, contact me afterward or during the show, and we're going to have a dialogue. Now, let me tell you, it might hurt, but the evil is going to come out of you. I'm going to extract and do an evilectomy on you. But you have to understand, it basically looks like good, but it's not. It's poison. It's social soul cyanide. Let's put it that way. How's that?
That should help.
Hopefully we'll go back on air with our regular thing here. We'll get reenacted. The fact they turned off the whole studio, they didn't want this word to get out, but it's getting out anyway, people. Truth will break through, and God will have his audience here. They whacked the entire studio at CRN in Los Angeles.